with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. It looks like the Southeast and Mid-Atlantic could face some more winter weather this coming weekend. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Miller says they're looking at the potential for another significant winter storm.
This one is more of like the classic sense. We're looking at like a nor'easter. Right now, it's looking like it's mostly going to be across like the Carolinas into the southern Mid-Atlantic. Still some uncertainties on where exactly that low pressure is going to kind of start to develop and really get going. But at least for right now, it looks like it's going to be mainly a southern impacting storm for like south central Virginia, southeast Virginia into the Carolinas, even into portions of Georgia possibly as well.
Meanwhile, in Mississippi, officials say they're sending 135 snow plows to clear ice and snow from two interstate highways where frozen conditions caused huge traffic jams. Emergency officials said they were rushing supplies to drivers stalled along ice-covered stretches of Interstates 55 and 22 in northern Mississippi. Testifying before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Secretary of State Marco Rubio says talks over Greenland and Arctic security have begun.
We're going to begin that process in a very professional, straightforward way. It begins today, and it'll be a regular process. We're going to try to do it in a way that isn't like a media circus every time these conversations happen, because we think that creates more flexibility on both sides to arrive at a positive outcome. And I think we're going to get there.
NATO needs to be reimagined, Rubio said. I just think this president complains about it louder than other presidents. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 12 points, the Nasdaq rose 40, with the S&P 500 down a fraction. This is SRN News. An Idaho medical facility makes a pro-life choice.
Memorial Hospital in Weiser has installed a safe haven baby box. It's a device that allows a woman to give away an unwanted infant without abandoning the child in a location where he might die. The hospital will ask no questions of the woman using the box, and the child will be cared for. The city of Weiser sits right on the border with neighboring Oregon, one of the most pro-abortion states in the country. Oregon Right to Life is praising the hospital. Michael Harrington reporting.
Holocaust survivors and others commemorated International Holocaust Remembrance Day on Tuesday, gathering at events held around Europe and the world. The event, which recalls Germany's efforts to annihilate European Jewry, is observed annually on the anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz-Birkenau, the most notorious of the Nazi death camps. In Berlin, white roses were placed at the memorial to the murdered Jews of Europe. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
The Federal Reserve pushed the pause button today on its interest rate cuts, leaving its key rate unchanged at about 3.6% after lowering it three times last year. Nationwide layoffs are piling up.
Amazon Wednesday announcing it's laying off 16,000 corporate employees. UPS expects to cut 30,000 operational jobs this year. Tyson Foods previously said it would close a Nebraska plant employing 3,200. Verizon began laying off more than 13,000 employees in November. And the list goes on to include other job cuts taken recently by companies like Nestle, Intel, and P&G. Many employers pointing to rising operational costs that span from President Trump's new tariffs and inflation. I'm Julie Walker.
At the closing bell on Wall Street, the Dow was up by 52 points, NASDAQ up 166. And for the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.